I'm John Batchelor. This is the new John Batchelor Show with my colleagues, Joseph Umar, the executive director of Secure Free Society. He is in North America in the D.C. area. And Senator Maria Fernanda Cabal of the Colombia legislature. She is in Bogota in South America. We begin with an explication of a video that Maria made available to me and Joseph in these last days of fighting, combat fighting, along what is generally described as the border between Colombia and Venezuela. The combat is clearly conducted by men who know what they're doing. They have heavy weapons, they have plenty of ammunition, and they seem to be attacking what looks to be a village or a series of huts in a village. The jungle all around, very heavy jungle. The fighting is constant. There are also still photographs of KIA in this fighting. So, Maria, a very good evening to you. What did you send me? What are these videos picturing? Who are those combatants? Good evening to you, Maria.
Good evening, John. Yes, remember that 2 weeks ago, there was a big amount of displacement of Venezuelan peasants and indigenous right here in the frontier to Colombia, exactly in a place called Arauquita. And the state is Arauca. This happened because of the fight. But the fight is not just with the Venezuelan army and the Colombian guerrilla. What is very curious is that the Colombian guerrilla, some signed the peace accord and some went into the dissidencies to keep the cocaine business. But they have split and they are fighting. There is a front 30th of FARC run by Gentil Duarte, who was one of the big FARC fighters. And there's the faction named Marquetalia, New Marquetalia, from the head of the FARC negotiations. And then he ran away because he preferred to care the cocaine business, Ivan Marquez. Both FARC members are fighting. What is interesting is that the Venezuelan army is helping the Marquetalia side of the FARC dissidencies run by Ivan Marquez against the 30th Front run by Gentil Duarte. So they are killing themselves. They use every kind of automatic weapon, all illegal arms brought from Venezuela.
Joseph, what we're witnessing, what Maria is describing, is a private war between cocaine traffickers and what I presume is the army of Venezuela. I don't know how else to describe it. They look like they had a lot of combat training. What do you at the Secure Free Society make of this? Is this fresh or has this been going on for years, just not making the news in the United States?
No, John, this is fresh. This is a conflict that's been sparked in the last few weeks. But the crisis on the border is not new. The crisis on the border has been going on for many years between Colombia and Venezuela. And there's actually very iterations of the crisis. The crisis a long time ago used to involve the FARC and used to involve cross-border illicit trade. But the more recent iterations actually had to do with migration because there was obviously mass migration coming from Venezuela. Now upwards of 5.5 million Venezuelans have left the country. A lot of those Venezuelans end up going through Colombia. About, I think, 2 million of them have stayed in Colombia. But beyond that, the border has become essentially an ungoverned territory. It's run by mafias, and some of the bigger mafias are what Senator Cabal is talking about, these FARC dissidents. FARC dissidents are essentially the members of the FARC that decided not to take down their arms after the peace deal was signed. A lot of them sought refuge in Venezuela. Their leaders, as Senator Cabal was mentioning, Santrich, Ivan Marquez, are reported or rumored to be in Venezuela, having sanctuary from the Maduro regime. And so this fighting that you're seeing right now on the border between Colombia and Venezuela is fighting between different factions of the FARC looking to control the drug routes, the illicit networks that are operating on the border. But there is a bigger context, John, and we talked about this a little bit last time, because according to the reports that we're getting here at the center, we're still analyzing those reports that we haven't published anything yet, but we're looking at it very closely, is that there's reports of Russian mercenaries that are advising the Maduro regime how to deal with this type of conflict along the border. And they're using a lot of the same mercenaries that were involved in Syria, that were involved in Ukraine. And I specifically am talking about the Wagner Group, which is a very well-known Russian mercenary outfit. And so this border conflict that's taking place right now between Colombia and Venezuela has the potential to be a much bigger conflict that even involves nation states. And so we have to watch this one very closely because it has a good possibility of getting out of control.
Maria, you're in Bogota, and the government of President Duque is certainly concerned about its border security. Do you hear stories of Venezuela recruiting Russian mercenaries or Cuban mercenaries or Iranian mercenaries? Do you hear stories of Hezbollah in the jungle during the fighting?
Yes, we hear stories especially of Russian soldier troops that came to train the Venezuelan army. We saw machines from Russia. In the pictures, the person who sent me the pictures is a former colonel from the Colombian army and is very familiarized with this kind of equipment and this kind of weapon. The uniforms, too. The features of the people, you see that it's different when you see a Russian guy than a Venezuelan guy, of course. So we presume they are training the Venezuelan army. They are there, and that's basically that what we have heard, the Russian training the Venezuelan soldiers.
Is there a call in Bogota to secure the border? Does the Colombian military have the presence, have the ability to project power onto that border, or do they just stay out of the province?
No, the Colombian Minister of Defense has to move to the frontier first because of the humanitarian crisis that is rising every day. Second, because of the fight. Yes, they have, as far as I have heard, there is more than 60 people that have been killed during those, as you said, like kingpin internal war. Because that's what it is. What is amazing is the army of another country, finally from the dictatorship, Maduro, finally ends in the side of one of the kingpins.
Joseph, you over the months that we've talked about Venezuela, have emphasized that there's method to this anarchy, that the Venezuelan government, such as it is, Maduro's regime, joining with its allies from overseas, that would be Havana, Moscow, Tehran, are looking to undermine the governance of the whole of South America. What I'm looking at here is straight up pure warlord anarchy. Is that part of the process?
No, this is very much, I think, part of the problem that's happening along the border. One of those factions of the FARC is very close to the Maduro regime. So if the Maduro regime really wanted to stop the violence and the fighting that's happening along the border, they can stop it. They can talk to these FARC leaders, these FARC dissident leaders, such as Ivan Marquez, such as Santrich, and they could tell them, you know, cut it out. We don't want this violence. But I think this plays into their political and geopolitical ploys. I think what they want is they want to create more conflict along that border. They want to create border chaos because the more unstable the border is, and by extension, the more unstable Colombia is, the weaker the country becomes and the easier it becomes for Maduro to gain his influence over that country. If everything around him is unstable, but the regime, the Maduro regime, continues to remain in power, they aren't unstable, but everybody else is. And I think that's part of the big play that they're making. Actually, the Minister of Defense of Venezuela, Vladimir Padrino Lopez, just the other day made a call to the United Nations to basically provide, to allow them authorization to provide external military support to be able to quell some of the violence that's happening along the border. And I guarantee you that external military support is not going to come from the United States. It's not going to come from any of the allied countries in Latin America. Most likely it's going to come from Russia, even though the Russians are already there informally, unofficially. This will give them, if the United Nations allows them to legitimately establish their presence, then that's what they're going to do. So this is very much playing into the hands of the Maduro regime and allowing them to further weaken their adversary and their neighbor, which is the Colombian government.
SOUTHCOM, are they aware? Is SOUTHCOM, the command structure that applies to this part of the world, are they aware that the border of Colombia has been penetrated by people who are at least in league with our adversaries overseas? Do they know this, Joseph?
Absolutely. They do know this. They're aware of this. They understand the escalation of force that's been taking place along the border. And in fact, Southcom authorized, this is going back now several months, about 6 or 7 months, anticipating that this could happen, authorized for additional U.S. advisors to go to Colombia to help the Colombian military deal with this kind of irregular warfare, this kind of asymmetric conflict, understanding that the Russians were, the Iranians are there, the Cubans are there, and understanding that the situation could get much worse. And so the Southcom is aware, and they are doing something about it, but this is a bit bigger than just Southcom. I think this requires a much bigger whole of government effort by the Biden administration and our allies in Latin America.
Joseph Umar, the executive director of Secure Free Society. Senator Maria Fernanda Cabal of the Colombia legislature sending videos that are shocking to see, because this is going on right now between Venezuela and Colombia. Venezuela, a regime that has been disregarded by the United States for some years for its humanitarian violations and the flight of the millions of Venezuelan people. But for heaven's sakes, what I'm witnessing here is murder incorporated with heavy arms. When we come back, the Northern Triangle, the three states that are in question about the migrant flow to the United States, El Salvador, Guatemala, and Honduras. I'm John Batchelor. This is the new John Batchelor Show, CBS Audio Network. We'll be right back.